Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church. And once again, we're so glad that you joined us for our radio program and podcast, Turn the Light On, here on 91.5 FM and also on our website at ourlighthouse.net. You can go there and hit the Turn the Light On tab and find any of the previous programs, any of the things that you'd like to listen to are there. You can also catch sermon messages and different things from the church throughout the week. Look at what's happening around here at Lighthouse Church. So we encourage you to hit the website. We are a topical study here on the air, and we like to do that study with co-hosts. And today I've got two co-hosts with us, and it's going to be my wife, Lisa, and my daughter, Jenna Radlin. So welcome to the program, ladies.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
Hi. So glad to see you. How are you doing today, Pastor Kevin?
Doing good.
That's awesome. Well, today I thought a good topic would be God is always working behind the scenes. And I thought of two different things that really helps with this. One of them was the song, "Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. Right. You never stop working." And I also thought about Jenna being a drama person. She knows that a lot of things happen backstage. When you're behind the scenes, that's where all the props are. That's where
all the drama happens.
That's where the drama really happens.
That's where the change of scenery happens.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, behind the scenes. So
it's kind of like that in the spirit too.
And that's how it is when we don't see what's happening. So we're like, have you ever wondered, like, where is this breakthrough? When is the blessing coming that I was promised?
Sure.
When things are going wrong in my life, you have to remember that God is always working behind the scenes, and you have to keep it putting your trust in Him and knowing that all things are going to work together for good.
That's really good. So yeah, I love what you said there, is like, where is the blessing that I'm promised? Because I've just been talking about this. I just did a message titled "I Promise," and we have to be ready to stand and look at the scriptures of what God's promises are. You see, we're doing our life, but behind the scenes are all the scriptural promises that God has given us for our lives. And if we're not going back and we're not looking at those scriptures and we're not looking at the promises of God for our life, many times if you took away the behind the scenes part of a play or something like that, Jenna, you do a lot of drama presentations, there really wouldn't be a production if you didn't have the behind the scenes stuff
going
on.
They do a lot.
And it's like that in our lives with the promises of God as well. The blessings that you've promised are still hidden in the promises behind the scenes. So it's our job to believe by faith what God has already said and to pull those promises into this current world where we are living. And a lot of times, you know, things are going wrong and in situations like that. And we have to remember that we have those promises.
Because you have favor with God, and spending time with God prospers your way. You will make your way prosperous when you study the word of God. I love Psalms 1:1-3. It says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in his season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper."
And that is such an amazing scripture. I would say it says blessed is the man. I would say it's blessed is the person, the man, the woman.
Or the woman.
It's not specific just to men if you're out there listening. But it says you're blessed if you don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. What is that? What is the counsel of the ungodly? What does that look
like? What's the world telling you to do?
Exactly. What's the media
telling you to do?
Yeah, I like in it. It says, "Delight in the law of the Lord," and then at the end it says, "Whatever he does shall prosper." So it's basically telling us, as we delight in the law of the Lord, delight in what the Lord is doing in our life, everything we do shall prosper. And I think that's whatever, even when we don't see what's happening behind the scenes, when we just say, Lord, I'm just going to trust you, and whatever you're doing will prosper, you know?
Sure. And I think a lot of times when we're not prospering in our lives, it may not always be because of bad things. The enemy does attack us, but many times we find ourselves standing in the path of sinners, you know, or sitting in the seat of the scornful. We fall victim so many times to sitting in those seats and those situations and falling victim to what the world's doing. Because people are like, oh, if they're gossiping at work, you're tempted to jump in on that gossip. Yeah. You're tempted to, oh, yeah, you're right. You know, they really do need to do this, or they really shouldn't do that. And that's sitting in the seat of the scornful. That's what it looks like.
Good behavior.
You know, standing in the path of sinners. Like, it's Friday night. The world tells you got to go party. So all your friends are going to party, and you're tempted to go stand in that path. What are we going to say?
You become who you hang around with.
That's the fact.
And I know, like with you, if I hang around with you, I'll start saying, hey, dude, how's it going, man? You know?
Right.
I start picking up some of your phrases and stuff because I hang around you.
Yeah. And then I hang around her and it's like, what are you doing? No.
I don't sound like that. Why is your voice for me always like that?
I don't know, but
it's like the most annoying.
It's the way I hear it.
Anyway,
back to the topic.
Anyways, I love Psalms 2:12. Blessed are those who put their trust in him.
It's pretty.
Blessed are those who put their trust in him. Wow, that's amazing. So all I have to do is put my trust in God and I'm blessed. That's awesome.
Amen.
You'd be amazed how hard that is to do. You know, a lot of people are running around in life and they're experiencing some horrible situations and circumstances. As a pastor, I see it every day. I sit with people while they're dying, while their loved ones are dying. I watch people in financial turmoil. And they're struggling. They can't get their rent paid. They need help. They need assistance. A child is sick or any number of things. And when we face moments like that, yeah, we can sit here and say, yeah, blessed are those who put their trust in him. But
it's easier said than done, for sure, because it's easy to look at the circumstance, the doctor's report, the medical bills. You look at all that piled on your table and you say, I'm supposed to trust in God. Well, my paycheck's only this big and these bills are 20 times my paycheck.
Sure.
I could pay them $10 a month till eternity, but that's not even going to be a tenth of what is owed, you know? So definitely. But God can make a way. And I've heard of people that said, it's a miracle. My medical bill was just wiped away. I don't even know how, but it was. And God could do it for them. He can do it for you. Just put your trust in him.
Yeah. And I think it then comes back to looking like what's not happening in the scene, but what's happening behind the scenes comes back to that.
God is always working everything together for our good.
Amen.
To those who love him and are called according to his purposes. It's a powerful scripture.
Let's not forget the called according to his purpose part. Because a lot of people want to just, God's working everything together for good. And that's it. And they don't want to say, but wait a minute. Am I supposed to be called according to his purpose? What are God's purpose and plans for my life? Am I putting him first? Am I doing the things that God's called me to do? Am I loving on people? Am I walking in love or am I showing resentment and having bitterness towards people?
Yeah, I think it boils down to faith versus fear many times. If we're really, are we really trusting the Lord? Are we really believing that God is working behind the scenes in our lives? And that can be tough because when we get in fear, we're not believing that God is working behind the scenes. But when we're in faith, we are believing, yes, God is going to work this out. God is going to make things happen. He's going to change my circumstances. But fear says, you're done for. You're going to lose it. You're not going to have victory in your life. You are going to be defeated by the enemy in your life. I mean, I just recently have a family at the church that lost their home in a fire. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there with them. I literally drove over there and their house is smoldering and the firemen are still there. Then they finally let them go in and try to get some clothes and things like that. But it's really hard in that moment when I'm watching somebody lose everything they had, even their cat.
Oh, how
sad. And then God just steps in and he begins to move in that situation. You see, God is moving behind the scenes for them. They love God. They're Christian people. Yes, they've had this tragedy and many of you are facing things in your life and some of it may be tragic and really difficult to face, but I'm here today to say God is working behind the scenes. Have faith in what God can and will do for you in these moments, because all things are going to work together for your good. Yeah, you're in pain in this moment. It's tough, but God is going to bring you to a new place, and he's going to make you prosper through those moments.
And you have to keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your trust in the Lord. Keep your mouth speaking the word of God, and wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will give you strength in your heart. So that's the key right there, is to not let the circumstances control your mouth.
Exactly.
Keep your words of your mouth with the word of God, because that's what's really going to make the difference. Your words have power, and we talk about this all the time because it's so important, but you have to look at the word of God and let those scriptures come out of your mouth and not look at the circumstances and speak that over your life, because that's what has power, is what's coming out of your mouth.
Well, I think it really boils down to your mindset. Some people can move in positivity and others just have a negative mindset. You know, you ever had anybody around you just be negative all the time?
Yeah, being a negative Nancy. No.
Yeah, right?
That's how it is. No, it definitely
is. No offense to anybody named Nancy.
Yeah, right.
There.
No, it's definitely hard when there are negative people around you. It's like you're trying to stay joyful in the circumstance, but there's that one person just trying to shut you down every moment. But then you have to
remind you of everything that's wrong.
Exactly. And then you just have to realize, it's like, no, I'm not going to listen to what is happening on the scene. I'm going to listen behind the scenes that God says he works all things together. So I'm not going to listen to your negativity. I'm going to say the joy of the Lord is my strength, and he's getting me through this circumstance.
Yeah. In your current situation, your life might be saying you don't have enough, that you're in lack, your bills aren't going to get paid. But behind the scenes, God's working and saying that, you know what, above all else, I wish that for you to prosper and be in good health, and amen, I will supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And I think that's really a key, is are you in Christ in these situations? If you're living with his blessings and you're working with his scriptures that are operating in your life behind the scenes, you're in Christ. Even in the moment of being in crisis, if you're in Christ, then the promises are working for you, the blessings are working for you, and all things are going to work together for good for you. And even in sickness, I've had people that, you know, are terminally ill, and they end up passing away, but we get them to a place where they realize that, no, I have eternal life. Death is not the final answer for me in this life, because I have eternal life with Christ, and I will be healed. Even if I don't get healed in this life, I will be healed when I get to heaven. I'm going to be made whole and perfect. Amen. And I'm going to stand before God, and he's going to look at me and he's going to go, well done, my good and faithful servant. And many times I see it as we have to believe that behind the scenes, we already have the victory.
Amen.
Come on, you hear me?
Yes.
Behind the scenes, we already have the victory in Christ Jesus. So we can't try to be obtaining the victory in our current situation. We have to realize we already have the victory if we have Jesus in our life. If you don't have Jesus, you may not have the victory.
We have to keep pressing forward and believe that God has a new beginning for you. Keep a deep inner trust in God and know that he will work it out. He has a plan. And in Proverbs 12:5, it says, the thoughts of the righteous are right. Keep your mind stayed on him.
Yeah, a verse I really like too is Isaiah 41:10. It says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will hold you with my righteous right hand. It says, if we put our trust in God, there's no reason to fear, because he is with us no matter what the circumstance may be. Behind the scenes, on the scene, he's there with us no matter what.
Yeah, I remember many of you may remember as well, time back on September 11, 2001, this is before you were born, Jenna, it was a terrible tragedy happened. The Twin Towers were attacked. And at the same time, I was working at Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex. And we had all gathered around the TV. We're watching everything unfold. And I didn't realize it was going to be, you know, a few weeks later, and I would actually be laid off from my job because of the daily visitors in the visitors complex went from 6,000 to 600 people a day. And I could have been in fear over that. I could have said, well, I have a wife and three young children to support. Lord, why is this happening to me? No, it was a situation and a circumstance in life. But my hope and my trust in God, you know, I had to pick up my tools, and within a few days I was working and providing for my family again. And, you know, we had blessings from the Lord from every direction. But if you're facing circumstances and you're not sure what to do, put on some praise and worship music, right?
Yeah,
you got to seek the Lord, find scriptures to confess and start speaking that. And then God's going to bring peace and direction and wisdom. He's going to make a way where there seems to be no way.
Yeah, I remember in the story with Joseph and a Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yeah, right.
That's what I said in the musical version of it. Yeah, but right. Joseph's brothers were jealous of him because his father favored him and he gave him a coat of many colors, and they sold him into slavery. And then natural, it probably looked like the end for him. It's like, I'm sold into slavery. My brothers tried to kill me. I literally have nothing. I went from being like the most favored to like in this situation. But the favor of God caused Joseph to rise to second in command at like the prison, and then put him in position even with the king, like everything, or Pharaoh, or whatever it was, in the position to be able to bring provision for his family during a difficult time when there was famine in the land. So even he got to bless the ones who basically persecuted him, his own brothers who did these terrible things for him. He even got to show the favor of God through to them.
That is so good. Like here, they tried to kill him and they're dying and starving. And then he winds up giving them food to bring life to his family. So it was such a blessing. What the devil meant for bad in his life, God turned around for good. And then he was even able to bless those people that tried to hurt him. So that's how we have to do in our lives. You may have people that are your enemies, people that are talking bad at you. What do? You pray for your enemies, you do good for those who do bad things for you, and you just think, trust the Lord that he'll work in their hearts, and trust that God's going to show his love.
And I believe in ways of doing that, you're going to show the love of God even more, because they'll say, what the heck, in the world standards, like, I just treated you terribly. It's like, they probably think like you're going to do the same to them, but it's like, no, you're walking in love, operating in that love, to where they're going to be like, what the heck. It's like they're you must have God. You must have Jesus. I know. I definitely realize in a lot of situations, it's like, I'm very like positive. I'm not going to speak death over myself. It's like, sometimes circumstances, like I'd be like, oh yeah, this isn't going to work out. But I was like, no, God's going to work it out. It's going to be all okay. Like, and I just speak that to my coworkers and people in my life, and they're just like, okay, yeah, whatever. And then it does work out. And then they remember, I bet you they remember that. Like, wow, Jenna was so positive in that situation, when it's just speaking the truth, you know, speaking the things that aren't as though they are. That's what we're called to do. And that's what makes us stand out from the people of the world. It's like, they're going to see different. They're going to see she's positive all the time. She's a light in the darkness. And they're going to see that and eventually be like, man, I want that, you know? Sure. And that's what I try to live for.
It's crazy too, because for years, my dad was not a Christian, and we used to pray for him to give his heart to the Lord. I mean, from the time I was little, I remember I would go see these movies about end times and rapture and stuff like that. So I'd write a letter to my dad, please, Dad, don't take the mark of the beast when the rapture comes and I'm not here, Dad. I was like, make sure that you give your heart to the Lord. And I'd like write all these notes to him. He was probably thinking, what in the world is she doing? But he
the
would
movies is my wife exactly. taking my daughter to.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. But also,
so crazy.
While he was sitting at the bar stool, he would be like basically sharing the gospel with people. Even though he wasn't really a believer, he would say, oh, you should let my wife pray for you. Oh, my God really hears my wife's prayers. They'd be talking about maybe dealing with cancer or something. Well, I'll have my wife put you on the prayer chain, and you'll see God make a difference, because God really hears her prayers. Because he felt like he wasn't good enough. Like, I'm not good enough for God to hear my prayers. But eventually he did give his heart to the Lord. Thank you. And he got baptized, and he passed away probably like 14 or 15 years ago. But I know for sure, I have the confidence to know that I'm going to see him again, and that he did give his heart to the Lord, and it's just really cool.
Right. Well, God was working behind the scenes in his life.
Exactly.
You know, one of the greatest things that I see where God was working behind the scenes is the cross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a devil that's trying to bring destruction and to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life. And the devil had Jesus on the ropes. He had him on the cross. He crucified him and killed him, but he didn't know that God was working behind the scenes in all of that. It was actually his greatest defeat was actually crucifying Jesus. When he thought he was stomping out what God was doing, he was actually bringing about the total victory for all of us through Christ in our lives. And, you know, the devil's famous for shooting himself in the foot, because He's always trying to bring death, destruction, and jealousy, and hatred, and anger. And then we turn around and God is working behind the scenes, and the enemy creates all these situations. And it actually, in many of your lives and in our lives, is going to create opportunities for us to actually partner with God and to show the love of God and to be the light to a world that's walking in darkness. So every time he's trying to smash people's lives and he's trying to snuff them out and he's trying to kill people, we actually, as the church and as believers, step in behind the scenes and actually bring the hand of God into these situations and see incredible victory for the kingdom of God in all of that. And the enemy is just so frustrated by the fact that God is always working behind the scenes in everything that he's trying to do. God always circumvents it, brings it around, works it together for good, and changes the whole plan through love.
And greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. So no matter what circumstances are coming your way, if you received a diagnosis from a doctor, if you're facing sickness or hardship, know that God is working it out. Keep your mouth speaking the word of God and trust in him. Get your worship music going and know that everything's working for your good.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. So we just want to encourage you guys out there, if you're listening today and situations and circumstances have got you kind of beaten down, know that God is with you. He's for you. He's working things behind the scenes and you can't see everything that he's doing, but he is working everything for your good. He is going to change your situation. He's going to create new situations and circumstances and bring his favor into your life. But it does start with your words. It starts with your faith. You got to believe and trust God that he is doing all of these things for you and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And you got to seek after him in this life. So trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And he said, he will direct your path. Let God direct your path from behind the scenes and into the front of the scenes. Stand on the promises that he has for you and walk this thing out that we call life with the power of God in your back pocket, knowing that he's all of heaven is behind you. He's with you. He'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you in everything that you're doing. So guys, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back and talk a little more about it.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for discipleship encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Attention young adults, get ready to be launched. August 12th at 6:30 p.m., Launch Young Adult Ministry will be starting, and you don't want to miss out. There's going to be food, fun, and fellowship, so come on out. as we get you ignited to launch you into where God wants you to be. This is going to be located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in the Double Bubble Building. So come on out and get ready to be launched. For more information about launch, check us out at our website at ourlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministry.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. And we have been just going at it today, talking about God is always working behind the scenes in your life. Do you believe that? I do, and I just want you to know that we are just believing for God to do incredible things in your life. I'm going to kick it over to you, ladies, and why don't you wrap us up here with the program?
Yeah, so I'm going to read a verse that I think is a really good one to stand on when you are just facing anything, really. It says Psalms 18:2, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and the one whom rescues me. My God, my rock and strength, in whom I trust and take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my stronghold." The Lord is your rock, and he's going to help you behind the scenes, in the scene, no matter what you're facing. If you put your strength in him and just let him just take it all, put all your refuge and trust in him, he's just going to work everything out together for those who are called according to his purpose. And if you just are a believer and you just need to put your trust in God, he's going to work it all out.
Even when I don't see it, he's working. Even when I don't feel that he's working, he never stops working. He never stops working. And you speak that over your life and you proclaim it and you get the worship music going. You say, thank you, Lord. You get yourself in the atmosphere of praise, and it's going to change your heart when you get your focus off of yourself and onto the Lord. And that's going to make the difference. So find yourself some worship songs. Look up, Google some songs that you can sing that glorify the Lord, and start playing those worship songs and start confessing those scriptures. And you are going to have a whole attitude change, a mindset change. And when your heart changes, your mind changes, you're going to see your circumstances change. And it's really going to get you through the storms of life. And it's going to make a big difference.
That's an amazing analogy. And I'm just so blessed that each and every one of you have joined us today on the program. And we're just really just trying to reach into your lives, give you guys hope, give you guys peace, give you guys strength to press on and to keep believing that Jesus is working all things together for your good, that God is never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's working behind the scenes. And even when you can't see it, he is working. He is doing things, he's making things come together all around you so that you can actually be blessed, that his favor can come into your life, and you can experience just the power, the resurrection power of God in every area of your life, from your finances to your health, all the way down to your relationships. We are believing for total victory for each and every one of you. We hope you enjoyed the program today. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On. This is Pastor Kevin, Lisa, and Jenna. You guys have a good day.
Have a good one.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.